forging. From the end of the 19th century and then always more diffusely in the 20th century, the raw material, since then represented by iron minerals, was substituted by heap of metal, and the blast furnaces of modern steel mills were not alimented by charcoal, but by coke and electricity. Smiths supplied themselves then with the necessary materials in the steel mills. Andrea Veroldi, bought by a steel mill in Brescia, Ferretti and Martin, pieces of binaries rejected by railways, which in that factory were cut, and constituted then an excellent material for the work in the mallet. Forging or smithing, from the name of the flame used by the iron smith to heat the piece while it is being worked, is how the process of heat shaping of the metal is called. The working of the piece can be either manual or done by using hammers, clubs, anvils, or mechanical power, with pressing machines or millet machines, like in this case. It is anyway possible only after the metal has acquired a state of plasticity, and this happens when, heating it up to 900 centigrade, it reaches a light red color. Smithing, apart from giving the metal the wished form, makes it better in resisting to strength and impacts.